grace. It's about the importance of respecting the house of God. Now, I know it's very old school, but I just want to take a minute out and take you back to where you come from. Now, please just engage with me a little bit this morning. I'm feeling a bit lonely out here. Where, I want you to go back to your first memories of what church was like for you. Your first memories of what you were taught of church.
Sunday school stories.
About Jesus.
Yeah.
The house of God.
Wearing a hat.
Wearing a hat to church. Anybody else? To be quiet. Sister Dory?
A sacred place.
A sacred place, praise God. Anybody else?
To stand when the Bible was brought in.
Sorry, I missed that.
To stand when the Bible was brought in.
To stand when the Bible was brought in. That comes standing that I was there. Anybody else?
Singing hymns.
Singing hymns?
Being 6 years old at the principal's office, and there was a cross, and I said, what's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. And you thought it was a plus sign. That's why you put it back. No, it was a cross.
Holy.
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 Mm.
Holy.
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 Holy
is.
God is holy. What did the house of God look like where you come from? What did the church, not the church, the building, look like where you come from? 1977 brick.
Seven brick.
Oh, B. Okay.
Very, very old.
Very old.
Older than that Anglo-Saxon church in North Yorkshire.
Ooh, that sounds deep. That sounds very deep. Anybody else? Would you care to go down here?
Our church is quite new.
Quite new. Oh, modern church? Big glass windows?
Oh, NJ.
NJ, yeah.
Weatherboard. Painted dark brown.
Wow.
Still the same today. Woo. With a notice board out there inside, but no flashness inside.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. Wow.
Gospel mission.
Hmm. How are we taught to behave in church? How are we taught to dress in church?
Sunday best.
Oh yeah, come on. Say it out loud. Sunday best. Anybody else? Suzanne?
We have to wear gloves.
We have to wear gloves. Oh, wow. I wonder if I can get my size. Hats? Yeah, yeah. Then you?
The men were not allowed to wear hats on the side of respect.
Men were not allowed to wear hats in church. Praise God. As a sign of respect. When did you start to do that? On a Saturday. Saturday afternoon. Anyone, how did your guys' church look like in the States?
I would say it's nothing.
It was crazy.
It's a Jew, but traditional.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm afraid.
61 years ago, I went to a gospel chapel. The first time to Protestant church, because I always thought it was a Roman Catholic, that all of us, as we sit here, would go to hell in any case. I do not believe in the vicar of Christ on the earth, the most important. That evening, I will never forget, there was a young man by the name of Robleton who gave a personal testimony how he came to the Lord. And he said this: when God speaks to you, you hear him in his heart, in your heart. And I heard him speak in my heart.
Praise God.
And I became and gave my life to Christ. It has changed my whole strategy. I'm now one of you, a Protestant.
Praise God. Thanks, Uncle Craig. Friends, hallelujah. And not everybody grew up in the house of God. Not everybody was taught that this is the way, walking in it. Because I remember, and I'm saying this very respectfully, my grandfather was German, and he didn't go to church himself, but he made sure that we went to church. That Sunday that you decided that you were not going to church, man, would he be upset with you? And you would not. Because he made sure his family went to church, although he didn't. Now, so we all didn't come from a place where we were led to church. So friends, today my sermon is old school and comes from a place of love, but more so from a place lived by God. It's a brief one, so please absorb and take time to reflect. So over the next few weeks, I will be looking at a few aspects that is in conjunction with our theme for this year, which is, what is our theme for this year, anybody? 99V1, as we sang the song earlier. That God has asked us, for years the church is looking for that big amount of people to come into the church. And you know what? We forget about that one out there. The church is not just us as here, it's also the building. And I know for some of you are going to say, Pastor, this, because what I'm going to read now to you, what I'm going to do over the next few weeks, sounds wrong, but listen to this. So over the next few weeks, I'll be speaking to you about two different aspects, including today is the third one. But we need to understand a few things about ourselves first, and about God for us right now. God loves you, and so do I. So friends, we know that the church are the people of God, but the house of God is the building. Now, just before I start, I need to say that I have deliberately swapped the process so we can focus on the last part first and the first part last. Why do you think we did that? 1 Timothy 3 verse 15 says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayst know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Hallelujah. The word respect means to regard with honor, to have a high opinion of, to place a great value upon. Today we are looking at one of the few things we should respect as a child of God in the house of God. We will have a look at the importance of having a proper respect for God and for firstly, for proper respect for God, that's next week, and the week after, having a proper respect for the Word of God. And for today, I want to look at the importance of respecting the house of God. Firstly, why do you think we should respect the house of God? The building.
It's on holy ground.
It's holy ground. Why do you think? Let's forget about what we were taught, or if that is your line, it's fine. But why do you think would you want to respect the house of God?
It's our image of him, in a way.
Sorry?
It's our image of him.
It's our image of him, Uncle Fred.
Who speaks to us?
God speaks to us here. Anybody else?
It's got some connection too with where two or three are gathered together.
That's correct. Amen. My brother, did you put your hand up? Anybody else?
It's a sacred place.
It's a sacred place. From the beginning of the Bible, we are taught that God has always had a designated place for man to meet. Remember, right in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth, what did he have? On the seventh day he created man, he already created the Garden of Eden, and what did he do? He came and he put man in there, and I'm just paraphrasing now, right? He put man in there, and he would have a place every afternoon to come and meet with man. Every day he met with him. And this is what God wants for today. He had a designated place to meet with man. When Abram country and arrived in the land that God has promised him. Abram met with God at Bethel, the house of God. When Jacob fled from Esau, God met with Jacob at Bethel, the house of God. When the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, God had Moses build the tabernacle, so that he would have a meeting place with the nation of Israel. When Solomon's temple was completed, this became the meeting place of God with man. In Jesus' day, God met with man in a temple. Now, friends, and after the reassurance of Jesus, God met with believers in various designated places, mostly in homes. Mostly in homes. And in time, these meeting places became known as churches or the house of God. The church, the house of God, is where God meets with his assembly of believers, and we are to respect, to regard with honor, to have a high opinion of, and to place great value upon the house of God. And as we all said earlier, it's not just sacred, but it's a place where God comes to meet with his people. But today, he has been here long before we get here. Amen? We come from our homes to meet with him here. And to acknowledge that he is our God and Savior. We come to this building to be encouraged. We come to this place where we can just come and sit. This week of fasting and prayer, the church is open every day, where we can just come and just sit and just breathe in. Just breathe in, God. You wouldn't believe how many times in the week, because we leave the doors open, that people would just walk in. No matter who you are, where you come from, you'd know that there's a higher power. And that you just want to acknowledge that. Some days people walk in here or run in here just to get some cool air, but most of the time it's just to feel that calmness of God's presence. The Holy Spirit is present. God is in this house all the time. Just a brief deviation is that the first time, who's ever been involved in the building of a church, the first groundbreaking, anybody involved with that? Hallelujah, just two of us, three of us. When a family or the Lord lays on somebody's heart to go and to start a church in an area, so we start the church, and we start, we start the church in the home, right? And then, or wherever God lays it, in the center or whatever. And then we decide as the church grows, like we're going to be growing in the next couple of months, that God is saying to us, we've got to move on. We've got to get to a bigger space because our space is becoming too small. Then what happens? The pastor or the leaders go to the council, we go and pray and ask the council to designate some ground. We most probably going to buy the ground. Previous years they would give the ground. Now we've got to buy the ground. And so we're going to buy the ground and they say this is the square meter each, praise God. The churches are happy and we're all excited. And then the first groundbreaking, it's a ceremony where we invite the children of God to come together to acknowledge what Rosa said, the sacredness of this place. And come and put the first spade in the ground, and you've got to have all these type of shoes to do that in any case. Did you know that? You can't be a child of God and not have these shoes. And put it in there and lift it up. And once that is done, the place is declared sacred. People would come and, why do you think in the olden days when there was war, when within the church they couldn't touch? Because it was sacred ground. Amen? Do we still remember that? People used to go and hide. I went to a church the other day when I was back in South Africa where bullets were shot in Soweto in the church. And the holes are still in the church where the bullet holes were shot. In the church, but come and tell you, that's the reason why they came and shot. In the church is because people found refuge in the church. Now, folk, the church of God is not just the building, it's us, right? And this is what God requires of us, to find refuge in his house. To find refuge. In In the house of God, we're supposed to experience love, we're supposed to experience joy, we're supposed to experience different things. But it doesn't always happen that way, amen? Am I the only one? It doesn't always happen that way. You know why? Because we as sinners come into the house of God. And that is what it was built for. We as sinners come to seek forgiveness by God. That is why this house is here. Ways that we should respect the house of God. What are the different ways that you think we should respect the house of God? They doubt some. What do you think? What is the different ways that you know in your heart we need to respect the house of God?
We need to keep it prepared.
Keep it in order. Yes. Keep it running. The power up. The water going. Can we flood it? Can we burn it? What do you think?
Keeping it clean.
Keeping it clean? To respect the house of God.
Beautify.
Oh, this is beautiful, man. Man, this person has got gifts. Praise God. I'm excited about this. Beautify it. Come on, speak to me. Technology. Help us to worship better. Help us to do better worship. Anything else?
Don't grieve the Spirit.
Anything else?
Don't shut it down. More churches are being shut down now than ever.
Yeah. In Australia, there's two women that I don't know their names, I don't know where they're from, that pride themselves, they only buy our churches. Guess what? To turn them into luxury apartments. God help us. Somebody said to me the other day when we had the fire release at the church, somebody said to me, you know, there's always people that come into church with a different view because that's where they... And this, I'm sure he was a real estate agent. He said, Pastor, you know, you can make some good money. This is a prime estate. I said to him, mate, as long as God wants me here, this will be the last church on Bay Street. We will not sell because God has not said for us to move. This is a pillar. This is a lighthouse. And we are the salt and the light. Ways you should respect the house of God. There's an old saying that says, don't tell me you love me, but show me that you love me. God doesn't just want us to tell him that we love him, but God wants us to show him that we love him. Thank you, Lord. This is somebody's worship. This is somebody's worship. Rebecca, can I use you today? I haven't used you in a long time. When you do what you do here, what happens to you here? This is your worship. Hallelujah. When Sister Mary and Sister Cynthia and what is your name again? Sister Christy sings here. What do they do? Emily, what is it that you do? We worship God. This is our form of worship. Don't tell me you love me. Show me. You love me. Friends, we're building big houses outside, but the house of God is laying in ruins. That is what scripture says. What is God calling this house to? Child of God, you're not here by mistake. God is wanting you to do something about your faith. Why do you think we have faith? Somebody help me. Why do you think we have faith for different things? You know, when the pastor starts speaking about visions and stuff like that, or leadership stuff, because there's always a vision is always bigger than the bank account, amen? Isn't that so? That's the general thing. Your vision is always bigger than your salary. But let me tell you the one thing, that God lays on our heart. Faith is a matter that we can put into practice. Some people think that faith is to get us to it. Faith is to get us through it. We don't just plan to extend the church or to do this, that, and the other without faith. That is to get us there, right? But then we need to be real faith. What does Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 says? Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Is to get us through it. Because remember, Peter says that we are a and how many times in the 18 years that interpreter has she called you crazy?
Not crazy.
All right, not in English, maybe, in Afrikaans. Uncle Fred, how many times has Uncle Jamie said to you, Fred, until the service is over. And I'm sure, can I use you young guys? I'm sure you're sitting here and thinking, oh my Lord, can this just finish right now? It's real, man. I'm just being real. And you're not the only one. There's few here that say, can we just stop now? But I'm going to pay for this time. Hallelujah. I'm just making sure that I... Friends, this is normal for us. But we should know when we come to the house of God, man, there must be something that must happen within us. There must be an excitement to come to the house of God. Over the Christmas period, we had quite a few visitors, and we asked them only, how did you get to know about the church? And a lot of people said, we Googled you. Hallelujah. The fact that we are on Google is amazing. Whew, man. Technology. Yesterday, for the first time, I discovered how to put the car that we drive in by God's grace. I could actually mark on my phone where my car is. And I was in COVID, and this app came up, and I thought, let me try it while Samantha was busy. I tried it, and it actually showed me my car was in the parking. I was so excited, man. I thought, wow. Man, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Don't worry. Friends, I've come to the end of my talk this morning. Conclusion for today. Witness of respecting the house of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Believers who faithfully attend the house of God and observe proper church etiquette. Witnesses give evidence and proof of their respect for God, the Word of God, and the house of God. If you tell me you have a relationship with God, you spend time in the Word, and you know what? You spend time with God, you will show that respect for the house of God.
Amen.
How do you operate at home? Do you just sit with your feet on the table here before you have a meal? Bruce, what can your mother do if she comes and she sees you're sitting with both your elbows on the table? Would you still have steam left to call your steam? What would happen, my brother, if you would just sit like that with your bare chest and read the newspaper while mom was dishing up? Would you be alive to tell the tale?
Probably not.
I thought so. In America, I'm sure this is the same how they do there. Can you just sit like you want at the table? I know you'd be signing your eyes. But what would she?
Complain.
Oh, yeah. So what mom told her would flow with you. Hallelujah. It would come. Friends, we grew up proper. We grew up proper. Now, why do we lose what God has taught us? What the house of God should be like? And I'm almost done. Last few things. I need to say this. Firstly, they give witness to their love for the Savior. Ephesians 5 verse 25. If you behave properly, you give witness of your love for God. Secondly, they give witness of their loyalty to the saints. I don't just respect God, I respect you as well. What did I say when we started? Not just God love you, but I love you too. Hallelujah. I'm not always able to visit with all of you at the same time, but I'm trying to get there. Sister Martha, I will get there too, to tell it. Thirdly, they give witness to their light before sinners. Remember, friends, our family and our friends see how we behave in church. See how we talk to one another, how we respond to one another. And these are people that don't know Christ. They look at you. Your witness, the one that we just spoke to Sister Martha about earlier, is what people look at. You become the living Bible for people out there. They read your life. This is the building of Christ. What we do in there reflects outside. They say, the people that meet in that building, stay away from them. They are crazy. Stay away from them. Because they will love you to death. We need to respect, to regard with honor placed a great value upon the house of God. If the house of God is not important to us, who are saved, and if practicing proper church etiquette is not important to us, who are saved? This dishonors God. And it's not going to be important to our children or to our community around us as to how we respond to the house of God. Hallelujah. Friends, I know this is very old school, but I must be honest with you. This church would not still be here if our forefathers did not respect and honor God, God's house, so let's get back to basics. Let's show God that we love Him by respecting His house first. And that's my story for this morning. May the Lord bless you as you consider this. Hallelujah. Now, just before I close in prayer, I want to make an appeal to all those that will be coming next week Sunday. Because next week Sunday, I want to speak on how to respect God's word. So I need you next week. If you look in front of you, next to you, you'll see there's quite a few Bibles there. But I wouldn't want you to be bringing this Bible. I want you, by God's grace, next week, to bring your own Bible. Would that be fine? To bring your own Bible next week, because I want us to engage in the Word of God and what the Word of God says how we should respect the Word of God. Now, I've got two brothers that I know that I can lean upon this morning. Uncle James, can you show me your Bible? Your personal Bible. Brother Bruce, have you got your personal Bible here? Not today. Who's got their personal Bible here? I've got there's three, there's four. Personal Bible. The one that you scribble in. The one that whose pages look like it's flying. You can fly a kite if you throw the Bible like that. The one with the back of the Bible, this part here, is falling apart. I've got a few of them. I can borrow you one. Next week, friends, I would want you, please, by God's grace, to bring your Bible with you. Because we're going to be engaging in the Word of God as to how to respect God's Word. Let us pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for being faithful today. Thank you, Lord, that we can honor you in everything we say and do. Even today, Lord, as we looked at how we can respect your house, help us, Father God, not to just be those that do lip service, Father God, but to really honor you in how we do things around your house. Help us, Lord, to burn so that we can come and say, Pastor, is there something I can do? Lord, help us to sing that song. Yet, oh my Lord, send me. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. And we all stand together as